that on Shabbos you're not permitted to do a malacha. You're not permitted even to do a malacha derabbanan. All kinds of things derabbanan. If there are emergency situations, so then we sometimes are lenient. So what's an emergency situation? Pikuach nefesh. Okay, that's Allah. Pikuach nefesh is daicha kala kalkul. So we discussed pikuach nefesh means only to save the person's life. What if it's only saving a limb? So we said that's a machlokes the Miri and the rest of the world. The Miri had a different girsa in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Zayin. The way we have the girsa in the Gemara, it says only pikuach nefesh, saving the life, is daicha kala tarakula. And the Miri's girsa was that any sakana saver is done. And the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was not accepted. So we discussed already the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like the halacha kedeya hashlishis, like the shittas Ramban against the Taisus and Ayin Gimel and Beis. What other emergency situations do we have that we allow Chilul Shabbos on the level of their Isis? So we have sometimes the witnesses to see the new moon are permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos in order to appear in the Bezin, in order to tell them that they should make today Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Learn that from a pasuk. That for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Yedim are permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos. What other case do you have that you're Mechal Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Yimakriv, the Psukim say in Chumash, Yimakriv to meet him on Masafim. A Korban Shizmanu Kavua is Deicha Shabbos. What else? Amila Bizmanu. Amila Shizmanu Kavua. Pikuach nefesh also, we said, has to be zman kavua. If a person is deathly sick and the doctors say he needs surgery within the next 2 months, they're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos today just because they diagnosed him today. And today, because they realize today that he needs the surgery, so you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos today. You're only permitted to be mechal Shabbos if there's a sakana that if you'll, even a fatah sakana that if you wait till after Shabbos is over, the situation may deteriorate and it may be irreversible. It may be too late to save his life. But if the doctors don't see any threat at all, to wait till after Shabbos, then you know, not a lot of Mechal Shabbos today for Pikuach Nefesh. All three have to be Zmana Kavua. The Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos is Zmana Kavua. The Eidim for the Kiddush HaChodesh also is Zmana Kavua. Only if the Eidim will arrive in Yerushalayim, or wherever the Bezin is located, for years and years they were located in Yerushalayim, and then towards the end of the Vayishenit period they were floating around all of Eretz Yisrael, and then for a few centuries they were floating around. So if the Eidim will be able to arrive in the location of the Bezin, they'll be able to arrive there within, before the Shabbos is over, and the Bezin will be able to declare today as Rosh Chodesh. If the Eidim will arrive after Havdalah, so why should they be Mechal Shabbos? When are they going to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? Make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh without the Eidim. The whole idea of the Eidim being Mechal Shabbos is that they'll be able to make today Rosh Chodesh. So the Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos is only if it's Zman Kavua. He had the Ramban had a Chiddush, his Pshat and the Gemara in Subas Dav Samach. Goneach Yerin Kchola B'Shabbos, well, how sick is the Goneach? Is the Yesh B'Sakana? Eim B'Sakana. So the Ramban and the Mohammeds came up with their original Chiddush that Goneach means that he's a Chola Mesukam, but it's not Sakana Sayom. It doesn't have to be today. It can be any time in the next week. So if it's only Anisa de Rabbanan, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's an interesting interpretation. And the Chazanish says maybe we should follow the Ramban, because none of the other Rishonim discussed the whole topic. But it's mutta to violate Anisa de Rabbanan if it's not Sakana Sayyam. But let's say on the level of the Isis, so the Eidim being Mechal Shabbos is only if it's going to make Rosh Chodesh today, if it'll accomplish something today. And the Pikuach Nefesh is only if it's necessary today to save his life. And the Korban has to be Zmana Kavua, and the Mila Bizmana has to be Zmana Kavua, Mila Bizmana. If it's not today, so it's not there. You mean the Levana appeared on the second day?
Right.
Okay. I would assume also that probably Amachal Shabbos today. We happen to paskin whenever it's going to be a Chodesh Moleh, so the Bezin is not Mekadesh. They're not Mekadesh. We assume Kvakichu Shamayim. It becomes Rosh Chodesh automatically by itself, so then the Eidim won't accomplish anything by being Amachal Shabbos. The other Tana, That's how we pass. According to the other Tanaim, we say that you are the Bezdin is Mekadosh even when it's going to be a Chodesh Malay. They should be Mekadosh the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. So I would assume that then it is preferable to be Mekadosh al Pi Hariya based on the Eidim coming, as opposed to just declaring it as Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. No, but I meant a different thing. If the moon appeared on the 30th, and the Eidim are traveling to Yerushalayim, but they know they won't make it by the end of the 30th, they're going to come on the 31st and tell them that we saw the moon yesterday. So that's not, I think for sure over there, you're not Mechal Shabbos. You raise an issue if they saw the moon on the 31st, and you hold Halacha, which we don't accept Halacha. You hold that Bezdin is even Mekadosh on the 31st, we pass in Kvaket Yerushalayim. So then probably the din would be that the Eidim on Mechal Shabbos to be Mekadosh al Piyari. Yeah, these dinim that, let's say, the Korbanos Shezmanim Kavua. Usually you say a Korban Sibur is Decha Shabbos, and a Korban Yochid is not Decha Shabbos. And the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second Perek and Tmur that that's not exactly 100% accurate. 95% of the time, a Korban Yochid is Ein Zman HaKavua. 95% of the time, a Korban Sibur is Zman Kavua. Once in a long while, a small percentage of the time, we'll have a Korban Yochid, which is Zman Kavua. And once in a while, you have a Korban Sibur, which is Ein Zman HaKavua. We have a Korban Yochid that's brought every single day of the year, that's Zman HaKavua. That's Chavit HaKengol. The Kengol pays for it from his own pocket. It's absolutely a Korban Yochid. How do you know whether the Korban Sibur, Korban Yochid, who pays for it? If it's funded by Machzah Shekel money, then it's a Korban Sibur. If a private person pays for it, then it's called a Korban Yochid. So the Kohen Gadol has to pay from his pocket for the Chavit Kohen Gadol. It's an expensive profession to be a Kohen Gadol. You've got to pay a lot of money. So that's why they have to pay the Kohen Gadol a high salary that they should be able to afford to function. Part of that, and when you appoint him as a Kohen Gadol, the Gemara says, HaKohen HaGadol Meyechov Gadlehu Mishalachov. You've got to pay him a lot of money in order that he should be able to be the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's questionable. There's a Rashi in the end of Tainus. Rashi quotes that pasuk, HaKohen HaGadol Meyechov. The Gemara says that you have to enrich the Kohen Gadol. So Rashi and Tainis is supposed to be not by Rashi, it's by someone else. Okay. So the Pirish Rashi, Masechas Tainis printed in a spot of the Pirish Rashi, applies that pasuk with respect to Talmid HaChachamim. Then when they appoint a person as a Rosh Yeshiva, so you have to enrich him. What's exactly the two step? Why? The Kohen Gadol has to have money to be able to pay for the Chavit the Kohen Gadol every day. What does Rosh Yeshiva need money for? Well, he has to fly to Alaska. What does he need money for? Chief Rabbi Gertzal needs a high salary because he has to go traveling around the world to represent the Bnei Yisrael. What does Rosh Yeshiva need so much money for? So that's the question. Whether the Shach in the other day quotes that Rashi in Halacha. HaKohen HaGadol Meyechov Gadlehu Mishalachov applies to Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbi Yechanan and Ilfa used to learn Mechavrus in the Yeshiva. And then one day they decided they're living in poverty. They're going to go into business. They're leaving the yeshiva, going into business. So they both left the yeshiva. And then they were walking to go get a job somewhere to make their money. And then they decide it's time to eat their sandwiches. And so they sit down under a bridge and they watch till it's done. They're eating the sandwich. And Rabbi Yochanan overhears the way the angels are discussing amongst themselves, we should kill them. They're leaving the yeshiva. In order to go into business, we're going to kill them. They don't deserve to live. Rabbi Yochanan got so petrified, he says to Ilfa, did you hear what I heard? So he's munching away on his sandwich. He says, what, you hear? I didn't hear anything. So he understood that this is a message for him and not for the other guy. So he said, I changed my mind, I'm going back to the yeshiva. So Ilfa said, I didn't change my mind, I'm going into business. So Ilfa, the Gemara says, Ilfa traveled around the whole world and he made $1 million, whatever, and he came back to, a year or two later to the yeshiva. His old chavrus, his buddy, was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. So Rashi says on that Gemara, he made $1 million because he went into business, and he made $1 million because he became the Rosh Yeshiva. HaKohen HaGadol Meyechov Gadlehu Mishalachov. So then Ilfa said, look how they made the Rosh Yeshiva, that's my chavrusa. I know how to learn just as much, and I could have become the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Talmidim were looking at him, so he said, ask me any shaila. When he was traveling around the world, he was learning Mishnah. It's like a good balabas. He was learning Mishnah. So he said, ask me any shaila, and I'll be able to push it to all the shailas on the Mishnah. So he asked him a couple of questions that he couldn't figure out from the Mishnah. So that Rashi is a questionable Rashi, Pirish. A Pirish Rashi, that's not by Rashi, that's questionable. The Shachem Yeridei quotes it. The Kohen HaGadol Meyechov Gadlehu Mishalachov is not restricted only to Kohen Gadol. It applies also to the Rosh Yeshiva, to Rabbanim. Rabbanim Mekilis, the Hasam Sofer has a tshuva where he talks about the being in the rabbinate, so the rabbi is not allowed to demand salary. Not allowed to make it a card of malachba, but the balabatim amuchayiv on their own to fulfill their chiyuv. Hakoyin hagadol mechom gadleim mishalechom. It's not that the rabbi has a tefiah bin adam lachaver that they should pay him. It's supposed to be mani mechina mafata b'chin. They're not allowed to charge any money for it. Only allowed to take their schar batola. And the rabbi, if he's making this schar batola, if he makes ends meet, he's not allowed to ask for an increase. But the balabatim on their own are supposed to understand that it's their mitzvah gadleim mishalechom, about a cover atarim. That's the question. What's exactly the hashvah between the Kohen Gadol and what the Kohen Gadol is covered out there? Gadleya Mishalech, the Kohen Gadolim are not always such Talmidei Chachamim. Halavai, they would have been. Making, enriching the Kohen Gadol is not necessarily a demonstration of covered out there. So that's questionable. Yes?
Well, it also says that he has to be better looking than all the other Kohen Gadolim also.
Yeah.
Than all the Kohen Gadolim. So that doesn't have anything.
The command and respect.
Right.
Okay. So just like it's a covered for that position, so you say it's a covered for the position of the Rosh Hashiva. Okay, that's the Hashvah. That's the Hashvah. Good? Okay. So, usually, Korbanos Yochara, Ein Zmanu Kavua, Korbanos Tzibra, Zmanu Kavua. But once in a while, it's not correct. You have the Chavit Kohen Gadol, which is burnt every day, that's called Zmanu Kavua. You have to bring it every day. And the parachatos hashalom on Yom Kippurim says in Chumash parachatos hashalom means that he pays for it. It's not mishal tzibur, it's not paid for with maksa shekel money. And that's Zechi Yom Kippur. He brings it on Yom Kippur every year. That's a korban yochid, which is mana kavua. Then you have once in a long while you have a korban tzibur, which is ain't mana kavua. We don't know if they ever brought it. The parhalam davar shel tzibur. There's no specific day that it has to be brought. So that's an example of a korban tzibur ain't mana kavua. So the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak in Tzmur that this halacha, that the Shabbos Dechatumah, doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. A Meir says in the Mishnah to the Tanakam, it's not accurate. The expression that you use, Korban Yochid, is not Dech Shabbos, Korban Tzibur is Dech Shabbos. The more accurate description is our Korban Shem Manakavua is Dech Shabbos, and the Korban Shem Manakavua is not Dech Shabbos. So this halacha, that the Korban Shem Manakavua, however you'll call it, the Korban Tzibur is Dech Shabbos, is that the Chuyah or is that Hutro? So we always thought that it was a Beferish Gemara in Yuma. That the Vilna Gaon quotes in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlokes, there's a Mechaba and the Ramo, and the end of Hilchas Milo, and Chela Gimel and Yerideya. Is it permissible to split the Kibunim of the Bris Milo among two people? Years ago, people used to vie who's going to have the schus to do the Bris Milo. They didn't pay the Moil money to, like you pay a doctor to do surgery. The Moilim would pay money to the father to get the schus to do the Bris Milah. So they would fight, they would be vying with each other. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about the possibility of being mechaber two people. One does the Milah and one does the Priya. So there's Machlokes, there's Mechaber Amo. Are you permitted, I think by my first son's Bris, that's what they did. We were mechaber two Moilim to do, because it was a young guy, he was learning Milah in the neighborhood and he wanted to get a crack at it. So you had one Moil did the Milah and one Moil did the Priya. Most of the time today they don't do that. Most of the time they don't do the Mila and the Priya separately. They cut off both the Orha Oral and the Orha Priya together. So there's nothing to discuss. It's always done the Vasachas Mamish. But the Moel over here does the old style. He does like the Hungarians. He was taught by Hungarians. So he does the Mila separately and then the Priya separately. So my first baby, they split the Kibbutz. So there's a Machlekes. What if that would be on Shabbos? A Mila is not a Decha Shabbos. Is it permissible to split the Kibbutz between two people? What's the Shaila? Let's say the Korbanos and the Beis Hamikdash, the minimum Masafim, they split it among many, many, many people. One did the Shechita, and one did the Kabbalah Saddam, that's not a Malocha. Halocha Saddam, that's not a Malocha. Why is it that more of a Shaila on Shabbos than on the weekdays? On the weekdays, for sure you can split the Kibbutzim by the Bris. The Shaila is Chilul Shabbos. What does the Chilul Shabbos? The Kiyum HaMitzvah of Nilo. So you've only answered the Mitzvah if you did the whole thing from the beginning to the end. If you only did a half. And if he only did the first half, the one that does the second half, so he clinched it. If you only do Mila, you didn't do Priya, so you're not Yosef. Whoever does the second half, he's the one who did the mitzvah. So the second guy is safe. He has something to be Dosha Shabbos. The one who does the Mila doesn't do the Priya, so he was Mechal Shabbos and he didn't have any Hatha. He didn't have the Kiyama mitzvah, the other. So that's Machlekes and Mechaber and Ramo. Is it forbidden to do that? So the Vilna Gaon points out, the Ramah points out, not the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah says that it is permissible to split. So Haraya, They did it all the time in the Beis HaMikdash. Every day of the year in the Mishnah, you say they split mi Shoichet, mi Mekabel Dam, mi Moilachas Adam, mi Zarekas Adam, who does this, who does that. They split everything up. And it says on Shabbos also they had the Fayosis. They split everything up. So why is the first guy allowed to do the Shechita? The Shechita is the real Malacha. And then someone does the Haktorah. How is he allowed to do the Shechita if he's not doing the rest? He didn't do it. So whoever does the last step is the one who does the Zrikas Adam, that's the clincher. Zrikas Adam on the Mesech is a Malacha Midrabbanan of the second month, but it's not a Malacha Midrabbanan. But the Shechita is a Malacha Midrabbanan. So the one who does the Shechita and he doesn't do the Kabbalah, the Malacha, the Zrika, so how is he allowed to do the Shechita? He's doing the Malacha and he doesn't have the mitzvah. So you see, it's not a problem. That's what the Ramah says. You see that it's not a problem. So what does the Mechaber understand? Why does the Mechaber all of a sudden invent a new Chumrah that you're not allowed to do the Milah if you're not going to do the Priya? You're not allowed to do the Milah, rely on someone else to do the Priya. It's not a question I'm walking away, the other guy may not do the Priya. I'm standing there. If the other guy doesn't do the Priya, I'm going to take care of the Priya. It's not a Shaila that's going to turn out that I did Milah. No one ever did the Priya. No, I'm watching. And if the other guy doesn't do Priya, I'll do Priya. And still not allowed to do the Milah, Mechaber holds, because it's a Chilul Shabbos and you don't have the key in my mitzvah. But in the Korbanos is Man HaKavod, they always did it like that. So the Bi'ur HaGra explains what they're fighting about. He just quotes from each one. Mechaber and Ramah is each quoting other Rishon. So he explains. The Gemara says in Yuma explicitly that the Korbanos is Man HaKavod, Decha Shabbos, not that it's Decha Shabbos. It's Hutra. Shabbos is Hutra with respect to Korban Shizman HaKavur. If it's Hutra, so then, and the Machlek is the Mechaber Ramog by Milo, that Milo is Decha Shabbos, is that also Pchina of Hutra, or is that Dechuya? Why is it totally Zed? So Mechaber holds that Milo is Decha Shabbos, is a Pchina of Dechuya, it's only Decha Shabbos. So if it's Decha Shabbos, what it means is that the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Esei Decha Loi Sesei. Here it's not exactly Esei Decha Loi Sesei, the Gemara says for two reasons. Ain't Esei Decha Loi Sesei, the Esei. And Shabbos is Loi Sesei, the Esei. And number two, Ain't Esei Decha Loi Sesei, Sheish Bo Koresh. And Malach on Shabbos is Koresh. So the two reasons why it's not a normal, regular case of Esei Decha Loi Sesei. So it's an irregular case. It's a Yotzei Min HaKlal. It's a special case of Esei Decha Loi Sesei. It doesn't conform with the normal rules and regulations. It's an irregular application. It's a new principle that's along the lines of Esei Decha Loi Sesei. So the Mechaber holds that the mitzvah milah, or we said the mitzvah of hachnasa the bris, we said there's a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, what's decha? What if you do a milah on a child, you know that he's not going to be brought up as an observant Jew. So there's a mitzvah milah, but there's no mitzvah of hachnasa the bris. So that's a machlekes, the Mechaber and the Shach, whether that's decha Shabbos. So whatever mitzvah is decha Shabbos, so the Mechaber holds, the Rishonim that the Mechaber is quoting, they hold that the thing that's Decha Shabbos is, it's Decha Shabbos, the mitzvah, the Kima mitzvah is Decha Shabbos. The Kima mitzvah is only if you do the Mila and the Priya. If you only do Mila and the Mila and the second guy does the Priya, so the first guy didn't do the mitzvah, the second one did the mitzvah. The first one didn't do the mitzvah, he has a Chilul Shabbos without a Heter. And the Ramah disagrees and he says, no, the Mila of the Shabbos is Hutra, it's not the Chuya. Hutra means that you don't need that the Kima mitzvah is Decha, the Yisr. It means that in the instance of Milah, when it comes to the mitzvah of Milah, like when it comes to the Korbanos Zman Kavur, the Yisrael Shabbos was never given. If the Vortit said is Dechuya, it means a mitzvah, Akiyam HaMitzvah is Deicha and Yisra. It has to be Akiyam HaMitzvah. If I do the Milah alone, I didn't get the Kiyam HaMitzvah yet. If you do the Shechita on the Korban, that's only one step. You didn't do the whole Kiyam HaMitzvah. So to do shechita on the carbon, kuli alma lo pligida, that's muta, says the Pharisees, they always split up the carbon, the kibudim. So the Bi'ur HaGra quotes from the Rishon, because that's utra, that's a Gemara in Yuma, that's utra. But Nila B'Shabbos, that's the machlegis, but it's utra to chuyim. So that was the simple reading of the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, that karbonish is manam kavua may be offered on Shabbos and Yontif, because it's utra. That's the Pashup Shah. Rabbitz Gohanan was bothered with Akasha in his Chuvas. It's like tomorrow, it's at the end of a parrot. Here it is. Daf Membo of Anabezi. The last Daf in Taraf the Kalfa. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Maseches Yuma, Membo of Anabezi. That Korbanish as Manu Kavua, Amutar on Shabbos means that it's Hutra. It's not that it's quick. Rabbitz Gohanan has that this, all the tshuvas are complicated. He has a complicated tshuva like all of the tshuvas. We have a klal in Shulchan Aruch that we accept la halacha that the shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Hashvuz the shoes b'makom mitzvah is mutar. When it's only a double, the Rabban is mutar. Where did that come from? Where did they get that from? That's a Gemara in Erevin. People who don't know Erevin, but that Gemara everybody knows. Because Tosfos in Gittin, you don't have to know the whole Gittin. No one ever learns the whole Gittin. Yeshivas, no one ever learns. It's in Gittin on Daf Ches. Everybody gets the Daf Ches. So Tosfos on Daf Ches is talking, there's a Gemara in Gittin. But the Gemara says, Hakoyne Sada B'Suria, one who buys a field in Suria, Suria has a Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, the Menatara, the Rabbanon, Flexible with the Kibish Yochid, Shmei Kibish, Lav Shmei Kibish, Dov and Amelach, conquered Surya. He only did a Kibish Yochid, whatever that means. So the Gemara had a Machlekes HaTanoim, and we passed in Kibish Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibish. On the level of the rice of Surya is Chutzlort, and only has Kedusha Midirabon. But on Kol Panim, it has Kedusha Midirabon. So if you buy a field in Surya, Hakayna Soda Besuri, Kikayna Biparvare Yerushalayim. Midirabon is the equivalent of buying a field in the outskirts of in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. When you get to what? When you get to the midst of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and therefore what? And therefore the Gemara says it's Becha Shabbos, that if in order to buy the field you have to sign a star, so the Gemara says you're allowed to sign on Shabbos. Kosvim Malavon Lafilu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to sign the star even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how can that be? What? Zionism is such a big mitzvah. It's Becha Shabbos. That's what they say. Such a big mitzvah to buy up Eretz. A lot of people call Shabbos to buy up Eretz. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means you get a Nachri to sign. And even though Amirul Nachri is usually prohibited, so here, the Makkah mitzvah, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we allow it. So that's the question, what's going on over here? What kind of a heter is this? Does the heter only apply Mishim Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Yishev Eretz Yisrael is such a big mitzvah. So that's what some say. Other Rishonim say that Yishev Eretz Yisrael means it's a mitzvah derabim. Buying up, there's two kinds of, there's a yishuv Eretz Yisrael, then there's yeshiva be'Eretz Yisrael. So if all of Eretz Yisrael is in Jewish control, and I'm in, for years, the Jews were in Russia, in the bureau, the office where you get a passport and you buy tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael, when they gave permission, was only open on Shabbos. It wouldn't be open all week. So whichever Jew wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, wants to leave to Eretz Yisrael, has to go be Michal Shabbos in order to go. So that's not really a mitzvah. The Rabbim, you're not buying up Eretz Yisrael from the Nachrim. It's a mitzvah the Yochid. I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that, many poskim say, that there are no kulas on that. Many poskim hold that the mitzvah mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael hitiru, the mitzvah the Rabbim, the mitzvah to gain Hakoyne Soda B'Suria, to buy up the field, that it shouldn't be on non-Jewish hands, it should be in Jewish control. That's a mitzvah derab. So some poskim say, that's the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Chayyadim like that, Allah HaNamai says that, B'mokom mitzvah derab, Amir Le'Nachri is muta. The example that he gives is, if the Erev broke on Shabbos, and you know that it's a big community, that a lot of people will not know that the Erev broke, and they're going to be Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, so you want to get a Nachri, to climb up on a cherry picker and tie the knot that bang your nails or cut things or do things, paste together. Mamish malachas deraisa. So do we allow Amir al-Nachri in order to violate an Issa deraisa in this case? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyarim that we allow that's the makam mitzvah derabim. It's not really a mitzvah derabim. It's a makam and avera derabim. You want to prevent the rabbim from violating an avera, so that's what he calls the makam mitzvah derabim. So the Ramban in the end of Masechet Shabbos writes such a concept, such an interpretation in his Gemara, that the reason why Kosvi Molavono Afilu this Shabbos, the reason why we allow Amir Lenochri to sign the star on Shabbos, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Hitiru, Yishev Eretz Yisrael means a mitzvah de rabbis. That's the marker for this Chayyadim. So one shot again, the Gemara says you allow Amir Lenochri to mock Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So one shot in the Gemara, Yishev Eretz Yisrael is an exception to the rule, that's the only case. And we don't really paskin like that. We paskin like the Chayyadim. Mishnah Berurah quotes any mitzvah derab. And others say, the Balita's opinion is, Amir Liyakim is muta. Not only Mishnah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. What? Zionism is the biggest mitzvah from all the 613 mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are equally important. I reserve a mitzvah kalak alahamur. So Amir Liyakim is muta, but mokim any mitzvah. So the Ramah quotes that, and he says, we don't really follow that opinion of the Balita. Balita allows Amir Liyakim to mokim any mitzvah. And then there's a fourth pshat, which the Ramah does quote. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Heter, that you're allowed to ask the Nochri, you're permitted to ask the Nochri to sign the Shtar Mechira on Shabbos, So the Rama quotes from the Or Zeruah, why is it muter? Because the Shtar Mechira is not written in Ksav Ashuris, nor is it written in Yevonis. The Halacha recognizes all the different languages as spoken languages. Let's say Kriyashma, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, can you fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma only if you say in the original Hebrew, or even if you say in translation? Machlekes in the Mishnah and Brachas. So we pass in Kriyashma Ne'emeres B'chol Oshen, you can say in translation. So translation means it doesn't have to be in Hebrew. It doesn't have to be in Greek either. The translation could be in any of the Shivim Loshim. He mentioned that there is the Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a suggestion that has not been accepted. He has a suggestion that you wouldn't be Yotzei Kriyashma if you say it in Yiddish, or if you say Kriyashma in English, or in French, you wouldn't be Yotzei. Any of the languages today, you wouldn't be Yotzei. Why? He says it's only the Shivim Lashon from Parshas Noach, from the Dor HaHafloga. From the Dor HaHafloga, said the Halacha recognizes Shom Bolal Hashem, Sfas Kol Haaretz, so the Halacha recognizes those Shivim Lashon. He has this tshuva when the Reform introduced prayer in the vernacular. So in Germany they introduced that you pray in German. The other Medinas in America they pray in English and so on. So Ephraim Zalman Margolius was at that time, and he was opposed to this, and he throws in this comment. He says he's not so convinced that the Yotzei prayer in other languages outside of the Shivim Lashon. He thinks that Allah only recognizes those Shivim Lashon, and he doesn't think by now, he lived in the 1800s, he doesn't think by now any of them still exist. Well, Yiddish for sure was a later invention. English a later invention. English is not, Yiddish are not from the Shivim Lashon, from the original Shivim Lashon. So he wants to say that Yotzei davening in any translation. He did away with the whole din of Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't apply to Zmanazah. Shver of what? We daven in Aramaic. Kaddish is in Aramaic. We say Yikumpurkin in Aramaic. Those who say Yikumpurkin. You say things in Aramaic. So the Halacha doesn't recognize. Aramaic is also Nashvin. Aramaic is also from the Shivim Lashon. Yeah? Possibility?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Loshon Arami. Okay, could be. Okay. What? You guys thought this? Okay. Maybe Aramaic is? Okay. By the time he thinks that German and English and French, he thinks all the others, he's not so convinced that they were from the Shivim Lashon. So we generally don't accept like that. I mean, we are makers that people daven in English. We assume that English, even though it's not from the Shivim Lashon, is also good. So the Halacha recognizes other languages other than the Hebrew language. Either according to his suggestion, Ephraim Zalman Margolius only recognizes the original Shivim Lashon, or perhaps it recognizes all languages, even if it's not the Shivim Lashon. What about a written script that Halacha recognizes? Let's say later there's a Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam regarding the Melacha of Kosev. So Rashi's opinion is that it's a Machlekes HaTanaim, that we pass from Halacha, one is only over on the Melacha of Kosev if he writes letters. If he draw a picture, the picture is worth 1,000 words, but you're not Chayim Shem Kosev. 1,000 words and you're not Chayim Shem Kosev. Because you have to write an Oisius. If he didn't write a letter, so you're not Chayim. The Rambam says, no, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So, the Rambam says there never was such a Machlekes HaTanaim. Ram has a whole chapel in the Pirush HaMishnah. Machlekes was, is it an Av, is it a Tolda? But they all agree that if you draw a picture, it's a Malacha derived. So that's the accepted opinion. So let's say, for argument's sake, let's say according to Rashi. If the Halacha should say that you only Chayim Shem Kosev if you write letters. So which letters of which alphabet count? So there is this opinion. The Or Zeruah has an opinion. Only Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis. The Halacha doesn't recognize any other script.
The Mishnah Kutina says the Koloshim. Some of my says the Koloshim. Rashi doesn't say Gufan Shukal Uma Buma.
Oh, so Rashi writes Gufan Shukal Uma Buma, the letter, the script of any language. So these Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah asked Akasha, what are these Rishonim going to do with that Mishnah? So he explains, they hold the Koloshim means if you do transliteration. Let's say, Bereshis Bar Lakim. So you write, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So if you write in Hebrew, Aleph, Yud, Nun, In, Then, Kesbei, I don't know how you write that. Beginning, Bei, Zayin, Gimel, Nun. If you write in Hebrew letters, and you write in English and Hebrew letters, so that's Chayav B'chol Lashon. That's what it means B'chol Lashon. But it doesn't mean B'chol script. Gufon means the script. So Rashi doesn't agree. Most of the Rishonim don't agree. In fact, the Or Zeruah has such a shita that it's only ksiva. One is only a violation of ksiva deraisa. It It's only a melacha deraisa if you write letters, if you draw a picture, not. That's number one. If you hold your chayv on a picture, so how can you say not chayv on other symbols? You could be chayv on mathematical symbols also. My daughter wrote a doctoral dissertation in mathematics. I can't read one word. I don't know what it is. Just a bunch of stuff. Mom, there's no words there. Her name appears. That I can read. The rest I can't read any. Mom, there's no words there at all. So if you hold that you're only chayiv on script, you're not chayiv on pictures. So then it's v'at hashayla. Which script does the halacha recognize? So the Ozarua has such a strange sheet that the halacha only recognizes the Ksav Ashuris. If you write in Rashi script, or you write the way we write in Hebrew, the written Hebrew, that'll be only the Rabban. The Allah only recognizes two scripts as a script. One is the Ksav Ashuris that we use for the Sefer Torah, and one is the Ksav Yevonis. Where did this Ksav Yevonis fly in from outer space? Because it's a Mishnah Megillah that Yafta Mekim Liyechus Yishkan Be'olei Shem. So based on that pasuk, the Mishnah says that we are Hitiru Lichtoiv. They're allowed to write Tanakh in Yevonis translation. And you can't write Tanakh in any other translation. So the Allah only, that's what the Ozura claims, the Allah only recognizes these two scripts. The Hebrew script of Ksav Ashuris, and the Greek script, whatever that is. The Rambam writes there, the Pirush HaMishnayos, we don't have that Greek script anymore. That the Greek that they speak today is a corruption, it's a slang. And it's not the original, and you can't write a Tanakh in Greek today because we have lost the original Greek. So the Arizarua has such an odd opinion that Ksiva Deraisa is only if you write in Ksav Ashuris. So the Arizarua says that's a pshat in the Gemara in Gitna and Afchet. I kind of saw the Besuria there, it's Israel. When one is doing the Maka Mitzvah, we allow a Shvuz the Shvuz. We allow the Jew to have the non Jew sign for him. What script is the non-Jew going to sign it? He's going to sign in Ksav Ashuris. He doesn't know Ksav Ashuris. He's going to write in Arabic. He's going to write in Hebrew script. He's not going to write in Ksav Ashuris. He's not going to write in Yevonis. What Greek he knows. What, he went to graduate school. He knows Greek. He does know Greek and he does know Ksav Ashuris. He knows Arabic. He knows written Hebrew. So since the whole Malach of Ksiv is only with the Rabbanon and it's on Mirul Yakum, so the shvuz for Makam Mitzvah, and that's what the Gemara said, that the shvuz for Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes, when the Mechaber quotes that Gemara in Gittin, that we allow Kainas out of this Eretz Yisrael, we allow Amir al-Nachri, so the Ramah says that we only allow it if the Nachri is going to sign Shalom B'Ksav Ashuris and Shalom B'Losh and Yevonis, so it'll become the Shvuz from Machamit. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is very upset about this, why the Ramah even quoted this Lahachmir. We don't paskin. The others hold we shouldn't paskin like this. Chumra Saramo. We should allow Amir Lenochi, even if he's gonna type it on a typewriter, even to do mamish b'ksav Ashur is also muta. You don't have to lower it down to the level of a shvuz the shvuz. So the Ramo quoted this lahachmir that you shouldn't permit the Amir Lenochi b'makom mitzvah yishuv eretz yisrael unless it's lowered down to the level of a shvuz the shvuz b'makom mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah was upset why he even quoted it. Lahachmer. You shouldn't have quoted this opinion at all. Such a yotze definitely shita. It's a shita yechidoa. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on that. He picks on the just like the Ashkenazim like to pick on the Sfarim. So the Sfarim like to pick on the Ashkenazim also. So he has a tshuva. He picks on the Mishnah Berurah. How does he say it's a shita yechidoa? But there are three Rishonim who hold like that. Three Rishonim out of 5 million. So that's not called the shita yechidoa. The others are wrong with another two Rishonim. It doesn't represent a dent. Doesn't represent a dent in the position of the other. So a little humor is what he meant. So it's not a one and only Rishon who says it. So he dug up another two Rishonim to say the same thing. But it's still a Shita Yechidah. So in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan is so upset about that Ramah, why the Ramah said that you're only allowed to write Kosev from all of Ono, Afilu B'Shabbos, only if the Nochri is going to write Shalom B'Ksav Ashuris. He says that this is a forgery. He says the Ramah never wrote it, the printer smuggled this line. The printers put in a chumra into the Ramah, and it doesn't belong there. You're not allowed to paskin like that, Ramah. Okay, anyway, so that's one of the sources. One of the sources for the kula of Shvuz, the Shvuz Malka Mitzvah, is this pshat that the Or Zarua interprets in the Gemara in Gittin. Why do we permit Chilul Shabbos, Amir Lenochri, B'Makom Chilul Shabbos, B'Makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? We don't allow Amir Lenochri, B'Makom Shar Mitzvahs. The Balaita says we do. Balaita says that's what it says in the Gemara. Menachem is mutter b'makom shar mitzvahs. And the others say, no, it's an unusual mitzvah. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a very unusual mitzvah. So the Ezra finds that very difficult also. Why should Yishuv Eretz Yisrael be a bigger mitzvah than anything else? He says, no, what it means is that Shavuz the Shavuz the Malacha mitzvah. So we really don't accept that pshat. We really hold that it's a Malacha deraisa, even if you write, even if you draw pictures, it's a Malacha deraisa. How can you say that some scripts are not recognized by the Halacha? It's like Gor from a picture. How can you say that you're not chayv? So we really don't hold like that. But we have the marker for this idea is from a different Gemara, the Gemara in Eridim, that most people don't know what it says before, what it says after, but that Gemara they know because Taisus and Gittin on the Daf quotes it, on Daf Fem. The Gemara says in Eridim there was once a baby boy was born on Shabbos and the meal of his manna was scheduled for Shabbos, but in the days of the Gemara it was necessary to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to protect, to prevent infection. Today they use the antiseptic and shine. But in the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby. So that, and the Gemara says that if you did the bris milah and you don't have any hot water, you're even permitted to be mechal Shabbos if need be to heat up the water to bathe the baby because it constitutes a suffix, absolute suffix sakana. The Chaber writes in the 1500s, living at Tzras, that the hygienic conditions have improved since the days of the Tanoim and the days of the Amoraim. And we don't bathe the baby in hot water, not before the bris, not after the bris, and they all survive. Everybody survives. If they don't survive, it's not because of the hot water story. We don't wash with the hot water anymore. But in the days of the Gemara, it was considered a suffix sakon if you're not going to have a hot water. So the Gemara has a shaila. It was time for the bris on Shabbos, and they didn't have any hot water. There was a baby. They had hot water, and then they spilled all the water by accident. So they had no hot water in their house. There was hot water in another house, but there was no Erev to carry from one house to the other. But with a lack of an Erev, means that it's only an Issa Derabanan. If they would have made an Erev, it would have been permissible to carry. It means it was really a Chotzer She'edim Erev. It means it was a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltol. It was a Rishu Sayachid, which Menat Torah, that's it. There is no such thing as a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltol. The whole concept was an invention of the Rabban. It's a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltol, so you're not allowed to carry the Rabban because of a lack of an Erev. So the Gemara says they asked the Nachri to carry the hot water from the one apartment to the other, from the one home to the other, and perform the bris milah. So Tosfos says, you see, Tosfos reads in that Gemara that the reason why it's mutter, the Baluita holds that it's not true. Baluita holds you're permitted to do amir and Nachri and Nisa deraisa, but makam any mitzvah, not only mitzvah's milah, which is so chomer that it's decha Shabbos, any mitzvah to get shalosh shudas. You're allowed to ask an Nachri to bring matzahs to go drive to the store to buy matzahs, Amalacha Deraisa, to drive in order to have Shabbos Shudas tea. So the Balito allows Amir and Nachri and a Deraisa b'makameni mitzvah. It's Peledik. How does he read this Gemara in Erevin? What does the Gemara say? We only allow the Nachri to carry Nachot and Shedim Erevin. Why do you have to have a double the Rabbana?
Well, this was the story that said by
a
Pekulah
Nezer.
So even if you're allowed
to be Dokah Sidera, you should still try and to whatever extent that you can to lower to the next. To diminish it, yeah. So maybe
you're just saying this is telling you this is the way you should do it, not that you can't do it the other way.
Yeah, the way that you should do it is you should have the hot water here. You shouldn't have, but the Gemara says they got stuck. The hot water spilled out.
Right.
So the Gemara says we wouldn't allow the father of the baby to carry the water directly, but we allow the Nochri to carry the water.
So you must say that there must be a Nochri there, and if there wasn't a Nochri, then the father would have to
go
get it.
No, probably Balita wouldn't allow the father to do it. He only has Amir and Nochri b'makam mitzvah. He only permits Amir and Nochri b'makam mitzvah. So I guess I'll read the Gemara. The father is not allowed to carry in a Chosu Sheinim Ureves. Postpone the bris. There's no heter to carry in a Chosu Sheinim Ureves, even though you're going to miss the meal of his mother. But we allow Amir and Nochri. Period. We allow Amir and Nochri. But makam any mitzvah. We read the Gemara. We allow Amir and Nochri because it's a shvuz the shvuz. And he reads the Gemara. No, we allow Amir and Nochri. Period. Even if it would have been a rishus haram deraisa, we allow it. That's how we read the Gemara by the Hakoinah Soda Beretz Yisrael, Hakoinah Soda Besuria Beretz Yisrael. We allow outright Amir and Nochri. That's how he read this Gemara. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. There are more rights in Shulchan Aruch that we don't follow that baluita. We are not make a lamir and a nachri on a deraisa b'makam mitzvah. So this gemara is understood to mean that it's a shuz the shuz b'makam mitzvah. We are asking the nachri to carry in a chatz shenim or rebbes. So that's what it means. But now on this Gemara, now Tosfos has the two opinions. In Gittin Daf Ches, one opinion of Tosfos is we only permit a shvus the shvus b'maka mitzvahs mila. We're permitted to ask a nochri to carry nechatz shenim or rebbes in order to perform mila b'zman, because mila is such a chashuv a mitzvah. Mila b'zman is decha Shabbos. So Reb Lezer's opinion is in Perek Reb Lezer the mila, that not only is mila b'zman a decha Shabbos, and the actual bris mila itself, even on the machshirei mila, is also decha Shabbos on the preparations in advance. So he would permit you to carry outright, to carry the knife and to manufacture a knife. According to Reb Lezer, he got no problem. So we don't accept Reb Lezer's opinion. We don't permit amir l'nochri on the machshirei mila. But still, since mila is so much more chomer, that it itself is decha Shabbos, that we would permit a shvuz de shvuz for makam mila. That's one opinion of Tosfos. And the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that we're more mekel than that, that we permit a shvuz de shvuz for makam any mitzvah. Not only restricted to the case of makam mitzvahs mila, where the mila is so chomer that it's decha Shabbos, even any mitzvah, we would permit a shvuz de shvuz for makam any mitzvah. That's where Abitz Kohan starts off his tshuva. We assume that Amir and Nachri is mutter, and the Rabbanon, the Makam Mitzvah, Shvuz, the Shvuz Makam Mitzvah is mutter. What about to do Amir and Nachri on a Shnaim Shasuhu? To ask two Nachrim to do something. Let's say I need a box of matzahs for Shabbos. I have no food on Shabbos. The only place to get food, you have to drive somewhere. So am I permitted? I'm not allowed to drive. Am I permitted to ask a Nachri to drive the car on Shabbos? Amir l'Nachri, ana malacha deraisa, we don't allow. We assume that driving a car to burn the fuel is a malacha deraisa of Havar. Driving the car on Shabbos, we assume is a malacha deraisa. Driving the car on Yom Tov, we assume is only a malacha derabbana. Wala resh mechadosh, nuv de decho. And driving the car on Shabbos, we assume is a malacha deraisa. It's important to know. You got to know what's deraisa, what's derabbana, b'mach mechayla. What heterim do you have? When Rab Chaim was concerned at a certain point that they may drift his son Rav Elvel into the army, so he thought he was going to have to know how to be Mechal Shabbos, B'machon Tikvah Nefesh. So he sat down and he was learning with him Hilcha Shabbos from the Rambam. So someone asked Rab Chaim, what are you learning the Rambam? We don't always pass like the Rambam. Why don't you learn the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is what we pass like. So he said from the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of times you can't tell whether something is the Reis or the Rabbanon. And for the Rambam is always pretty clear. He tells you what's the Reis and what's the Rabbanon. So it's important when you have to be Mechal Shabbos, Rav Chaim explained, it's important to know what's the Reis and what's the Rabbanon. Sometimes you only have the Kula for the Rabbanon, and sometimes you have to be Hakal Hakal Tchil. You have to try to lower the Yisr, the level of the Yisr down. If you can make it into a Shvuz the Shvuz, if you can make it into a Trei the Rabbanon, it's better. You have to try to lower the level of the Yisr. So it's important to know. So that's Rav Yitzchak Yochanan has a tshuva where he discusses, would we allow Amira l'Nachrim, l'Shnei Nachrim? If I'll ask two Nachrim to do a Malacha Deraisa for me, I'll ask two Nachrim to please turn the ignition key in the car, and they should both step on the pedal together, and the gas pedal together. They should do a Shnaim Shasu in order to give me some food to eat B'Maka Mitzvah, to eat through the Shabbos. Would you say that that's a Shruz the Shruz B'Maka Mitzvah? Not. What was the issue? And the Mishnah says later, I'm Tariq based on the base. Shnaim Shasu is Potter, and we assume Potter Avalosar, Kopter, the Shabbos is Potter Avalosar, except for three cases, where it's Potter Amutar, so that's the Shaila. Potter Avalosar is an Anisa Deraisa or Anisa Derabon. Shnaim Shasu is excluded from the Chi of Chatas, that's all. Excluded from the Chi of Nisa, the Mazid, excluded from the Chi of Chatas, Beshege, or is excluded from being a prohibition that Minatar Shnaim Shasu is Mutar. So that's the tshuva that Rabbi Yitzchak Dreitzach about that. Back and forth. He probably finally comes to the conclusion then that it's an Issa Deraisa, but it's in disagreement with his Yerushalmi. He dug up, he keeps on shuffling back and forth. In the middle, he quoted our Yerushalmi and Chagiga that others before Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, others quoted our Yerushalmi and he said, that's it. Hashnaim Shasu is only an Issa Deraban. Yerushalmi says that Bishas Hagzeira, Bishas when the Goyim were making Zeris against the Jews, and sometimes they had to do things mishum pikuach nefesh or b'shas atchak gadol, so they used to do al yidei shnaim shasu. So the simple mashmah, the simple reading of the Yerushalmi is that shnaim shasu on Shabbos is only an isa d'rabbanan. It's not just that it's a p'tur from misa b'mezid and a p'tur from chatas b'shoge. It's that it's mutam and atur. Anyway, that's what Yitzchak Yochanan talks about. That he discusses if one should assume that shnaim shasu is really mutam and atur, the whole isa is only d'rabbanan, to affect akasha, why did they allow shchitas Tmidim and Masafim in the Beis Hamikdash, Aide Echod, You see from the Mishnah that they had the same pious on Shabbos and Yom Tov that they had on the weekdays. Mi zochav, mi shoychet, and mi mekabal ha-sadam, and mi melech ha-sadam. And one person did the shchita. Why shouldn't they have done a hita? They should have done hakal hakal tchila. Since the karbon is being offered on Shabbos, is only b'china of dechuya. That's what he assumes. Only b'china of dechuya. And whenever it's dechuya, so then you have to try to avoid it. So why didn't they avoid violation of the yisa by having shnayim sheshachtu? The Gemara said the Pharisee that not only in shchitas chulin is it valid if shnayim sheshachtu bevasachas, shchitas kachim is also good. Shnayim sheshachtu is good by shchitas kachim also. So that's his kasha. So then he has a whole tilpel on that. In the early, in the Ber Yitzchok. And then someone brought to his attention, what kind of a silly kasha? The Gemara says that kachim that are korev on Shabbos is hutra. So you don't even have to try to avoid it at all. If it's dechuya, then you have to try to avoid it. So which you don't have to try to avoid. That's the Gemara in Yuma Davov. The Gemara says what? The Gemara has a machlekes amaroim. Then it turns out to be a machlekes hatanoim, where the tuma is muta betzibur, hutra betzibur, dechuya betzibur. The fact that you may offer a korban shizman or kavua. Again, it doesn't really depend on tzibur and yochid. It really depends on a korban shizman or kavua. So a korban shizman or kavua may be offered even though the kohen is tummy. If he got no choice, and the only kohanim around, though the klei hamikdosh are tummy. Or the Rambam says Klal Yisrael was Tami, the Karbon is Sibar Rofen on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So there's a din, according to the Rambam there's such a din. Places doesn't agree with the Rambam. Rambam says there's a din, you can't offer a Korban on behalf of a Bala Korban, who is an Av HaTumah. So if all of, if the Rob of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, nonetheless you bring the Tzminim and Musafim because a Korban Sibur is offered Betumah. So the Gemara has in Yuma, the Avav and Meit, that's a Machlekes Amaroyim. Then it turns out to be a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, we had it last year in Sanhedrin, in the first pair. Whether a korban pesach is korban betumah, or any korban is a korban betumah, is that hutra, or is that dechuya? So the Gemara says, what's a nafkamina between hutra and dechuya? So the Gemara's nafkamina is, you have to try to avoid it. So if it's dechuya, you have to try to avoid it. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak's kasha. He's working on the assumption that the korbanis that are korib on Shabbos, korban tzmidim, u'musafim, the korbanis sibra. That a Deche Shabbos is Deche Shabbos, not Hutra. So that's why he has the Kasha. Since it's only Duchuy, it's not Hutra, so you should try to avoid it. And if you have Shnayim Shasu, according to the Rishon, he's Mutam and Atayra. So why didn't they always institute Shnayim Shasu in the Beis HaMikdash? So he has a whole pupil in the Ber Yitzchak. Then they brought to his attention the Gemara and Yuma says, Beferish, that it's Hutra. So he has a later Chuv in the Ein Yitzchak where he says, and what they asked me regarding my pupil, so he denies that the Gemara exists. He reinterprets the Gemara in Yuma and he says it doesn't say what the Vilna Gaon quoted all the Rishonim are saying. That the Gemara in Yuma says that Karbanas Tzibur is Hutra on Shabbos and Mila is a Machlek Zimachab and Ramos. So Rabbi Yitzchak lakens up the whole thing and says not true. He says Karbanas Tzibur Karev on Shabbos is Dechuya, is not Hutra, and therefore you have to try to avoid it. So these were the sources for the topic. It's important to know about Shvuz L'Shvuz. The Mokka Mitzvah. So we discussed another issue. Why should Nevi Shvuz the Shvuz be Mutter Stam? I feel she loves the Mokka Mitzvah because ain't goes with Zera like Zera. Well, he's talking about a case, I ask two Nachum to do it together. I'm going to ask two Nachum to do it together in such a fashion that if I would have done it myself, it would have only been an Issa Dirabbana. If the Oshan says it was only Dirabbana. So I'm doing Amir and the Nachri on an Issa Dirabbana. So that's going to be a double Dirabbana. That's going to be a Shuv the Shuv. So that's the beginning of his Shuv. Would you consider Amir Eliyakim on a Shnayim Shasu as a Shuv the Shuv? Because Shnayim Shasu is only an Issa Dirabbana. No, Shnayim Shasu maybe is an Issa Daraisa. And just a p'tur from Nisa and a p'tur from Chatos. That's how he sets up his tshuva. Yeah, there was a major question. Why shouldn't every shvuz the shvuz be stamuta? I feel shalom b'makom mitzvah. The Gemara says you don't make gzera l'gzera. So the pashtus, the answer to that kasha is given by the Pnei Yeshua and the Afyud Aleph and the Nesivis and the Tshuvas and Rabbi Kedega, the Mishnah Brura quotes Rabbi Kedega and the Tshuvas. They all say the same thing. Bezin has no right to make exera l'exera means Bezin only has the right to make exera the Rabbanim when there's a tzarach gadol. When they're concerned someone may violate an isa deraisa. The whole concern is The maximum of the concern, someone may violate an Issa Derabbanan, so that's considered insufficient Surah. Let's say Bezdin is afraid, if they'll allow everyone to shake a lulav on Shabbos and blow shofar on Shabbos, so once every 100 years somebody will be Mechal Shabbos. So that's a milsa de la shchicha, la goes berabbanan. Once in 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos, you have no right to make Gzeira. That's a tzorach katan. You only have a right to make Gzeira if you have a tzorach gadol. So here also, the Bezdin only has a right to make Gzeira if there's a tzorach gadol, there's concern that somebody may violate an avera deraisa. If you're only concerned that someone may violate an avera derabbanan, then you have no right to make a gzeira le gzeira. That's insufficient, sir. But here, each gzeira was made because there was a concern. They asked amir le nochri because they're concerned. If you'll allow everyone to do amir le nochri, so the people will get so used to being involved in malachas. If the nochri won't do it right, they'll do the malacha. They're going to have maids doing everything every step of the way. So it's a gzeira, the person will do the malacha himself. And if you'll allow shnaim shasu, if you allow any Issa Derabbanan to carry the Carmelis, the people will start carrying it and shusa rabbin derais. So this Gzeira Derabbanan was made separately. Not Gzeira Derabbanan is made separately. And each one is made because of a concern that it'll lead to a violation of an Issa derais. So that's why this is not called a Gzeira Legzeira. This is called a Trei Derabbanan. So shoes the shoes, but it's not called the Gzeira Legzeira. The problem is that that's a machloikas Abai Berovne and Daf Yud Aleph, and that's what Abai says. That's what Abai says. And Rava says that it is a gzera l'gzera. The Mishnah has le'yetzer chay b'machtan yud aleph and mem aleph. Le'yetzer chay b'machtan samach l'chashecha shema yishkach le'yetzer. That a tailor often walks around with a needle with thread in his lapel, so he'll be ready to stitch anything up that needs to be corrected. So Friday late afternoon samach l'chashecha, the tailor is not allowed to go like that. He may forget later on Shabbos, and he may walk out into the street with the needle with the thread that's still in his lapel. You don't tell people they're not allowed to carry things in their hand on Erev Shabbos. Carrying your hand when it's Shabbos, you're not going to forget. You don't carry on Shabbos, but to have something stuck in your lapel. The scribe keeps a pencil in on top of his ear, or pen, whatever, on top of his ear. So that's the way they go around all the time. So to carry the pen in your hand, that's permissible, samach l'chashecha. When it's going to come Shabbos, he's going to know to stop. But to have the pen over here, which is hoitzor, it's not derech levisha, that's derech hoitzor. So that we don't permit samach l'chashecha, shema yishkech v'yetzer, and they forget, and continue to walk in the street, even on Shabbos, after it gets dark, they'll forget. So the Gemara has a machlok z'abai v'rava, what if in his village there's only karmelis? There is no rishus haram there, right? Will you prohibit le'yetzer chay b'machta samach l'chashecha even in the Carmelis, or do you only prohibit it in the Rishus HaRab? So Abaye says that it's the exact same thing. What's the difference whether it's a Rishus HaRab derais or a Carmelis? It's all the same thing. Well, how is it all the same thing? That's on the top line on Yud Aleph on the base. Boy, little Carmelis, might. Amar Abaye, it's the same thing. Why the same thing? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua over there and the Rebbe Kivegir and the Chuvis and the Nesivis and Chuva Aleph. The Sidus has a collection of Shuvas, Nachlas Yaakov. So they all write the same shot. I think that Shuvah, if I'm not mistaken, is by the grandson of the Nesivus. Some are written by the Nesivus, some are written by the grandson. Grandson knew how to learn also. So they all say the same idea. That Abaye holds that that's not a Gzer L'Gzer, that's a Shvuz the Shvuz. But we pass him like Rava. Rava says, he goof a Gzer, I'm not naik, v'nik is a Gzer L'Gzer. So why does Rava hold that it's a Gzer L'Gzer? We just explained very well why it's a Shvuz the Shvuz, but it's not a Gzer L'Gzer. So that's Rabbi Kivegir, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, adds on. Rabbi Kivegir in the Tshuva adds on Pshat and Rava also. Rava came up with a gewaldige chiddush that any shvus de shvus, any trei derabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos, where both of the derabbanan, zagzeris, is takemuta, hetegomer. If both of them exeris. The Yisurim derabbanan on Shabbos are sometimes labeled as a malacha midirabbanan, and sometimes it's not even a malacha midirabbanan. It's only a gzeri midirabbanan. That's where we developed the whole idea that climbing up on a tree is Gzera Shema Yachtel Zmora. Or riding a horseback is Gzera Shema Yachtel Zmora. Or taking medication is Gzera Shema Yishachik Samamanis. What are you going to say? Whoever uses a hot water bottle is in violation of Tochein Midirabbanan. How can it be Tochein Midirabbanan? It has nothing to do with Tochein. It's Gzera. They prohibited applying medications. Gzera Shema Yovel Adei Tchina. But you can't say that everyone who applies a medication is over on Tochein Midirabbanan. And they say that whoever climbs up on a tree is over on Kotzim with the Rabbonim. In Oilam Be'ilam, Gzevisham Yachter Chizmoy. They're going to say, whoever climbs on a tree is considered Kotzim with the Rabbonim. Whoever rides horseback is Kotzim with the Rabbonim. How is it Kotzim with the Rabbonim? It's Gzevisham Yachter Chizmoy. You can't say that it's Kotzim. So sometimes you have things that the Yasid with the Rabbonim, those are Malachas with the Rabbonim. And sometimes you have things that the Yasid with the Rabbonim, those are called Gzevis. That's what we spoke at length about the Taisus and Ayin Dalam and Beis, that a Chodesh and Sakana, we would only permit violation of a Gzera de Rabbanu, but by a Sakana Sefer, we would even permit violation of a Malacha de Rabbanu. So that's what Rabbi Kideger learns is the Pshat in Rava. He says, Abayi makes such good sense, he eats exactly the same. It's not called the Gzera of Gzera, this is called the Shuz de Shuz, and the Shuz is only Mutta Mamaka Mitzvah. Shalom Mamaka Mitzvah is not Mutta. But in this case, they're both gezeiros, carrying in a kaknis, a big chiddush. Lo yetzei achai b'machta, that you're not allowed to go on Friday afternoon with the needle in your lapel, or you're not allowed to go on Friday afternoon. How can it be a malacha on Friday afternoon? It can't be a malacha. It's the chair of Shabbos. It has to be. The maximum it can be is a gezeiro. Lo yetzei achai b'machta, samach l'chashecha, that's a gezeiro. But then Rava has an added chiddush. He says that to carry in a karmelis is not even a malacha midrabbanan. You would have asked me, if I would have been entitled to an opinion, I would have said they're carrying a kamas a malacha mid rabbanim. So he says a chiddush that is not so. He says carrying a kamas is not a malacha mid rabbanim. It's only a gzeira. So therefore, whenever you have a combination of gzeira u gzeira, two gzeiras, that both, neither of them is really malach. Whenever each is only a gzeira, then it turns out that it's hetegom, that it's mutalagam. So it's a chiddush. A gzeira is mutalagam. Degle Tal raised a question. Let's start from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham speaks about an application of Shvus to Shvus from Makom Mitzvah. So it's quotes a Chuvah of Advaz, I think, that there was one community where the practice was that at all the Sheva Brachas, they always had music. They always had someone play music. So Shaila was, what do you do if you have a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos? So that's called the Makom Mitzvah. The Makom Mitzvah to play music at a Sheva Brachas. If not, if it's common to have a Sheva Brachas without music, so what's the Makom Mitzvah? You can fulfill the mitzvah of Sheva Brachas without the music. But the Minigam Makom was, they always had music. So the Shaila was, are they permitted to ask a Nochri to play the Jewish music, if he knows how to? Are they permitted to have a Nochri play the Jewish music on Shabbos? After all, it's a Shvuz de Shvuz, because playing music per se is only the Rabbanon, Mashmi Ako. And asking a Nochri to do anything is only an Issa de Rabbanon. So to ask a Nochri to play music is the Shvuz de Shvuz. And this is the Makom Mitzvah, because in this community they always play music at all the Sheva Brachas. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuva Sarabaz Mutter, Amir Lenochi, to play music on Shabbos is Mutter for Sheva Brachas, if the Minigam Makom is that you always have music at the Sheva Brachas, that's taste for Makom Mitzvah. So that was the original practice of the Reform. When they first introduced the organ, playing of the organ in their temples, so they originally they introduced it, they had Nochrim play the organ. And it's based straight Makom Mekayim Torah, straight from the Magen Avraham, from the Chuvah Sarabaz. Amir Lenochri on a Mashmiya Kol. So that's a Shvuz the Shvuz from Makom Mitzvah's Mutter. They felt it's going to enhance the services and it's going to attract more people to come to Shul.
Shouldn't that be a Gzera Gzera like Rava?
A Gzera Gzera, that's a question about Amir Lenochri. You see, what's the nature of Amir Lenochri? Is Amir Lenochri a. We say yesh lichas la'akum lechumre, so we say yesh lich ledvar avera. So when I ask a nachri to do a malacha for me, so it's considered as if I myself did the malacha using employing the principle of shlichas. So then it's worse than a gzera d'rabban, it's a malacha d'rabban. Or should I say no? That it's only a gzera. There's no shlichas ledvar avera. There's no shlichas la'akum. How can you say shlichas? The word is it's a gzera. We don't permit you to ask a nachri to do the malacha because you may forget one time and you do it yourself. So that's a question. So the Gemara says by Chodesh Emes Hakone. The Gemara says on Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph. So Makom Chodesh Emes Hakone, we allow Amir Lenochri. We have the Klal and Shulchan Aruch. We only permit Gezeres. So the Mikre Shel Chodesh Emes Hakone, we treat Amir Lenochri as if it were only a Gzer. But apparently it's not so obvious. So then it should be mutter to ask a nachri to carry a karmelis even shalot atarach mitzvah. That we don't allow, because the Gemara says carrying a karmelis is not a malacha. The rabbanon even it's only a gzera. You're going to say to ask Nochri to carry in a Carmel, is that the Gomor? I feel a little Dvarashus. How can it be? The Pashtus is that it's certainly not correct. But the Psalm you have to add on, it said, the Doichik, I don't have a better explanation. Maybe what you have to say, the Doichik, the Koshi is, if someone has a better Pshat, is about a better. But maybe the Koshi, what you have to say is that this Amir al Nochri is not so clear cut that it's only a. That it's only a gzeira derabban. Maybe sometimes we treat it like a melacha derabban. We say yeshlich is lak mechume, and sometimes we treat it as if it's only a gzeira derabban. So the mokum chodesh ein misakona is a shasat chak the mikzas chodesh ein misakona. So we say amir l'nachri is only a gzeira and it's mutter. But if there's no chodesh ein misakona, then we say no amir l'nachri is a melacha derabban. Yeshlich is lak mechume. We consider it as if I'm being mechal Shabbos. Maybe otherwise very shver. Otherwise, it's going to turn out that Amir Liakim and a Carmel is. You put two and two together. If you say what you say, you make the whole argument. This Gemara says that the Daf Yiral says that Carmel is only a Gzeira. The other Gemara, Daf Kuf Chav Tes, says that Amir Liakim is only a Gzeira. And then the Gemara, Daf Yiral, if he passed like Ravin, any combination of two Gzeiras is Mutter. So if you put two and two together, it should be Mutter to Esken Achri to carry all the time in a Carmel is. Shalom Tzach Mitzvah. It's not a Shvus, the Shvus that you need to mark a Mitzvah. It's a Gzeira, Gzeira. You got to say something. So the best I could think of was that maybe Amir Liakim is not always treated as a gzeir. Maybe we, under normal circumstances, we treat we're machmir and we say Amir Lenachri is also because it's a malachim of the rabbanim. Because yesh lichas lak lechumer. That's what the Balatanyan Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes from Agros Maimoni like that. Yesh lichas lak lechumer. And if it's not a shasat chak, not an instance of a chodesh emes hakona, then we don't say. If it's not a shasat chak, we say yesh lichas lak mechum. Amir Yaakov is also because it's a malachim and rabban. If you have a shasat chak like mokum choyli, then you say that Amir Yaakov is only a gzera. Maybe that's the pshat. It happens that the Balatanya quoted this from Agros Maimoni, and the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi quotes Agros Maimoni says yesh lichas lak mechumre. And he quotes this to be the definition of the Hagdorah of the nature of the Isser of Amir Liakim. Amir Liakim was prohibited mid Rabbanim because Yesh Lichas Lak Mechumer. Truth of the matter is, it doesn't really say that now. Because Mam is talking about a different thing. He's talking about a case where there's a Yarid, there's an auction on Shabbos, there's something on sale on Shabbos, and I want to bid, I want to buy it. So I give money to the Nochri that he should go buy it for me on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to buy it on Shabbos, that's Mekach HaMemkar. So if I ask the Nochri to buy for me, that's not allowed. It's a shuz the shuz, but that's not allowed. So the Hagos Maimini raises the question, well, what do you mean? Why is there any prohibition? There's no Shlichus La'akum. So if I give money to the Nochri and he buys the stuff at the auction for me, how can he say that he's doing it for me? Ain't Shlichus La'akum. So he says, we say yesh lichas lakum lechumer. So he didn't really say that. He didn't really say that the nature of the prohibition of amir la'akum is based on the principle of yesh lichas lakum lechumer. He's talking about the fact I sent the nachri as a shliach to make a bid to buy the merchandise. It's a shlichas on the kinyan, not a shlichas. All amir la'akum institution is based on the premise of yesh lichas lakum. Agos Maimon wasn't really talking about the nature of amir la'akum. He's saying, I sent the Nachri to make a kinyan for me, to buy something. So how does it relate to me? Whatever he buys is on his own, and I'm going to buy it from him after Shabbos. Not buying for me. So he says, no, we follow those Rishonim in Perek Ezel Neshach, they yesh lichas lakum lechumer. So it's really a little questionable. Some have tainus against the Balatanya and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's really not so clear that's what Agos Maimon even said. That's the nature of the Yisr of Amir Liakim, that it's based on Yesh Lichas Lakum Lechumer. But even if he didn't say that, you got to say something close to that. You have to say that Amir Liakim is not always treated as Exer. You've got to always treat it as Exer. You're going to say that Carmelis is always Exer. So bing. So it's a Mutta, Amir Liakim to carry the Carmelis. Het to Gomer, even Barakim Dvar Harshus. You don't even need a Dvar Mitzvah. How can it be? Certainly not carry.
We're
telling he's allowed to do on Nisa Deraisa. Right. We usually assume that an Erev only helps if it's only a Nisa Derabonim. Whenever there's a real Shusharam Deraisa, we usually assume an Erev doesn't help. Because we're concerned also Rabbi Mimbat and Mechitza. If it's only an Iser Haitzah the Rabbanon, then we follow the Taisus that you don't worry about also Rabbi Mimbat and Mechitza. So the Parsha Pshat in the Chayyadim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes is you're only concerned that the people are going to violate an Iser the Rabbanon of carrying in the Mokum where the Eira fell down. And nonetheless, he permitted to do Amir Liyakum on a Deraisa. He permitted to have Amir Liyakum that he should do Amalocha Deraisa. Yeah. So Lemaisa, this is not the practice. See, originally the reform allowed playing the organ in the synagogue based on the Magen Avraham that the shus Machum Mitzvah is mutter. That Mashmiya Kol is only the Rabbanon, and Amir Lakum is only the Rabbanon, and hence the services of shus the shus. Then as the years went by, so the Heta got bigger and better, so you even permitted to have a Jewish musician play the organ. Why? Because they shus Bamigdash, and the synagogue is a Migdash Mayat. And just like in the Holy Temple, they used to play the music on Shabbos, because Ein Shavuos B'Migdash, so too in the Beis HaKnesses, they also say Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. And how do you know that that's the halacha? That Ein Shavuos B'Migdash even applies in the Beis HaKnesses, which is only Migdash Miyad. So they demonstrated from the Beferish Ramah. What's the Beferish Ramah? The Ramah says that if you have Muktzah, you're not allowed to move it. Tilt on Muktzah. But to touch Muktzah is Mutter. Let's say you have a heavy automobile. So to touch Muktzah is Mutter. But what if the Muktzah is a very light item? And you're afraid, let's say this is not so heavy, so if I'll touch it, I may move it. It's very easy to move it. Or let's say you have a string of a light, that's the example that the Ramo has. You have a light that has a string. The Ramo didn't have any electric lights, but he has something like that. So there's some kind of a string that's a muktzadik string. So if you touch it, it's going to move right away. It's so light. So you're not allowed to touch something that's light and easy to move. But if it's something very heavy, and he's not going to move it when he touches it, so then it's permissible to touch the Ramah. So the Ramah cups on a mushal, he gives an example of a heavy thing that's muktzah that you're permitted to touch because there's no chashash shema yizizenu. So he says the menorah hagdolah shel beis haknesses. These are big lamps in the beis haknesses that they were sitting there. Maybe they were nailed into the floor, like in our shuls. They have big menorahs, electric menorahs that are nailed into the floor, so you can't move them even if you try to. The Ramah says the menorah hagdolah shel beis haknesses, you're permitted to touch. So they brought that Ramah as Araya, that you're allowed to violate Muktz in the Beis HaKnesses because Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. That's not what it says in the Ramah. That's a nice, a lofty idea, but that's not what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah says, there's no such Heta Ein Shavuos B'Migdash in the Beis HaKnesses. He says, there is no Iser Negiya for Muktz. The Iser is only tilt for Muktz, to move the Muktz. We only prohibit negiya if it's a light object that may be mitaltel, it may move by touching it. But if the menorah hagdolah shel beis haknesses, it's so heavy it's not going to move by touching it, so then it's mutter to move. But it's not because Ein Shavuos B'Migdash. It's not what it says in the Ramah. So again, so this is still the practice by the Reform. They allow things that the Orthodox do not allow. Okay, yeah, they're different shulchan aruch. Okay. So the common practice is that when we have Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, we don't allow a Nochri to play music. Why not? Either Magen Avraham says that he quotes the Chuvus or Abbas, or Chuvus is just Mokka Mitzvah. So we suggest that perhaps the answer is, Amira the Nochri always lowers the level of the Issa. If I would have done it, would have been an Issa there, I say yes, the Nochri to do it is lower down to the level of the Rabbanon. If it's an Issa the Rabbanon, then if I would have done it, would have been an Issa the Rabbanon. If they ask the Nachri to do it, it lowers it down to the level of a shvuz de shvuz, a trade de rabbanon. But that's not always so. Sometimes, if you're dealing with a gzeira de rabbanon, that's only if you're dealing with a malocha de rabbanon. Malocha de raisa, malocha de rabbanon. So if you have a Nachri do it for you, it lowers it down a madrega. The malocha de raisa becomes the rabbanon, malocha de rabbanon becomes a trade de rabbanon. If you ask a Nachri to violate a gzeira for you, so it all depends how the Chachamim formulated this gzeira in the first place. It is possible to formulate a gzeira in such a way that you can be in direct violation of the gzeira, b'shevi al tasa. So it could well be that the prohibition against mashmia kol was not only to do the act of hashmoas kol. You're not allowed to play a piano. You're not allowed to play a piano because you may play and you hear that it's off tune, off key, and shemi yisakin klesia, you may fix it. And what if I ask someone else to play the piano and it scratches on my ears? I hear that it's off key. So there's a hashash. If he's playing for me, I may walk over and correct it. I may fix the piano. So one could argue the point and say that since playing music on Shabbos and Yom Tov is forbidden midirabbanon, that's not a, the Pashtun says that's not a malocha. Even midirabbanon is not a malocha. Just a gzeir. Hashem yisakin klishir. You can't say that one who plays the piano is in violation of misakin mona. How is it misakin mona? It's a gzera shemisak and klishia. So one could argue the point and say, since what you're dealing with is gzera, so it's possible to violate a gzera b'shevi altasi. Well, lochas can't be violated b'shevi altasi. That's why we had all the hoichachas, the gemara and kuf membeis, and the Rashi and Sanhedrin and Daf Samachva. We had a lot of sources for that. In order to constitute a malacha, you have to have a ma'isa malacha b'kum b'yaseh. But to violate a gzera all depends the way the chachamim formulated the issa. If they formulated the issa that it can be violated b'shevi altasi, so be it. They can violate b'shevi altasi. So that was a suggestion that we made. Perhaps the gzera de rabbanon of mashmiya kol. Perhaps there's no issa to be hashmoas kol. Perhaps the issa is for whom is the music being played? If the music is being played for me, maybe that's my direct violation of hashmoas kol. And even if I get a nachri to play the music, maybe it won't lower the level of the issa. Maybe that'll be the direct issa. So that's a suggestion that we raised. Maybe that's the reason why we don't follow the radvaz. Maybe we hold that he's not right. Where did I get this Einfall from? Where did I get... Maybe wrong. But where did I get the whole idea? The idea I got from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal raises a question. You're going to tell me that every shvuz, the shvuz, the makam mitzvah is mutter, the makam hefzid meruba, the makam chayla, it's always mutter. So frekta kasha, it should come out la'aloche, that applying medication on the body is only in the Rabbanon, Gzeira Shemi Shachik Salamonim, Rafu is also the Shabbos of Yontav, Gzeira Shemi Shachar, and Amirul Nachri is only the Rabbanon, so if I'll ask a Nachri to put the medication on my body, that should be a Shuz, the Shuz, and the Mokam Chayla, it's Mutta. So he raises that question. Is that a legitimate argument? Should that be considered asking a Nachri doctor to put medication on my body? Is that considered a Shuz, the Shuz, the Mokam Chayla? That we would be makel on that. So he thinks that it doesn't make sense. Why not? So he argues that refuah the Shabbos is not even a malacha mederabbanan, just a gzeira shemi yishachik sanamanim. It's a gzeira, and a gzeira can be violated b'shevi altase. The gzeira of refuah the Shabbos doesn't only apply to the one who's doing the act of refuah, that he may get carried away and do a malacha. The gzeira refuah even applies to the one whose body is being healed. If I'm the one for whom this medication is being applied, they're putting it on my body, so that's my direct violation. Shemi shachik samamana. It's my direct violation, and the fact that I ask a nachri to put it on my body does not lower the level of the issa down to the level that it should be instead of a chadir abon and a trader abon. It's the same level as the first abon. So that's what led me to make this suggestion by the mashmiya kol. Rather, his suggestion by the refuah. The suggestion by the refuah Alpi Pashta seems to be against the Taisvis and against the Gemara. That the Gemara has on Tzadi Beis on the base, the Gemara has the three way machlekes satanai regarding Shtayim Shatzuhim. So Rameir's opinion is that Shtayim Shatzuhim is always chayiv. There's never any Ptur of Shtayim Shatzuhim. There's no Psukim. He does away with all the Psukim. The Drasha from the Psukim, every Drasha goes on something else. Rab Shimon, who is the other Tan? Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, holds that there are two Drashas on Shtayim Shatzuhim. What do you need two Drashas for? So, if you would only have one Drasha, you would have said Shtayim Shatzuhim is only part there if it's Zayachov and Zayachov. That's more mistaken that it should be put. And the fact that I have a second drasha that comes to pass the Shtayim Shatzuhim, even Ze'ena Yochel, Ze'ena Yochel. He holds from two drashas. And we don't paskin neither like Reb Shimon, and that extreme, very much local, nor to the extreme of Reb Meir, very much la'achma, the Rebbe Shtayim Shatzuhim is chayim. We paskin like Reb Yudah because that's the Stam Mishnah over here. Usually, Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. And here Rashi points out this is an exception to the rule on Tzadik Beis and Beis. The Stam Masnis and Reb Yudah here. The Stam Mishnah on Tzadik Beis and Beis, Alibi Reb Yudah, who splits between the two. And that's how we pass them. That what? Hashnaim Shasu, if it's Zei Yochol, Zei Yochol, then Hashnaim Shasu, who is Potter, Mutter, Potter, whatever it is. But if it's Zei Yochol, Zei Yochol, then Hashnaim Shasu will be Chan. Okay, so that's the three way Machlech Zatanoim, and the accepted Psak Aloha Maisas like Reb Yudah. So the Gemara says, but there's one case where there's no dispute. If you have Hashnaim Shasu, Zei Yochol, Ze'eno Yochol, so the Eino Yochol is labeled as Misayeya, Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. The only one who's in chayev, the only one who's really chayev, the one who violated the isa deraisa, is the one who's the zeyachol. The one who's the ena yachol is for sure mutar min atur. How do you know it's mutar min atur? Maybe it's only a ptur. Maybe it's only a ptur from chatas. No, because the Gemara says that zeyachol, the ena yachol, is misayay ein ba mamish. The Gemara makes it tushtel. The Gemara makes it tushtel to kohanim standing in the Beis Hamikdash and doing kabbalas adam bimin and bismol. And they make a tzushtel to Azav with a Mishka v'Moshe. Tzushtel to call a Tarakulo. So Zeyachov is any Yachov. It's not a local din in Hilchot Shabbos that you have room to pilpul. Is it Mutam and Atar? Is it this and that? Of course it's a din in call a Tarakulo that the Maisa doesn't relate to him. Zeyachov is any Yachov. So the Pula does not relate at all to the Eina Yachov. It only relates to the Yachov. So Yehim HaMamish is a din in call a Tarakulo. So the Tosfos shows that an Ardaf on Tzad Gimel Amud Aleph, two of the Amoraim who insist that Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish are Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi. They bring, each one of them brings Afanan Namitinin. Each one brings a Rai from a Mishnah from all over Shas. Rai from Tanoim, from the Torah's Kohanim, and all kinds of drushes. The Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. The Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. These two, Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi, bring haichachas that Messiah ain't bar mamish, but they're the ones who disagree. And they said davcha beitim and other. They hold Messiah yesh bar mamish. How do they hold all of a sudden over ain't bar mamish? But they just said they changed their mind. Originally they made a mistake in Beitza. They thought Messiah yesh bar mamish that the pula does relate to him. And then when the other amora bopped them over the head, they saw the light. Sure, you're allowed to change your mind. So they changed their mind. And this gemara is a maskana that Messiah ain't bar mamish. So then Taisvis has a snazzy suggestion. The Yoda Meri. The last four lines with the taste of Samar Abzvid and Sarigimel Menal. The Yoda Meri, he has another suggestion. Maybe Atkan Lenechluku. Atkan Lenechluku Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi and Beitza Dabcha Beitza Menal. Where the Messiah, Yem Lamash, Yem Lamash, then Machlech is only by being Merape. Gemara says they had a nochri apply medication to their body and they were opening and closing their eyes. You can open and close your eyes all day long. If there's nobody there putting in medication, there isn't going to be any violation of the poor. But if the patient is not cooperative, sometimes you go to the doctor and you keep on blinking closer, the doctor will open up your eye and he'll be able to put in the medication even though you're giving him a hard time. It'll take him a little longer. So it's really a case, the Gemara says, it's really a case of Zeyoch or Zeyoch. The doctor can put in the medication even if the patient is so nervous and he's not cooperative. And the patient, without the doctor putting in the medication, he can blink from today till tomorrow. Medication is not going to fly in by itself. So the Gemara says that's a case of Zeyoch or Zeyoch. The Tosfos says the only instance where Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi said that Misayeya Yesh Bar Mamish was only by the Yisr Refuah. Not in Kol HaTor Kula. Our Gemara is correct. Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi am asking that in Kol HaTor Kula Nisayeya Ein Bo Mamish. And the only Yotzim and Akal is very full. Why should that be so? So we explain the way the Egel Eital said is Gevaldik. You understand very well. Because the Gzeira of Rafu is a Gzeira. It's not a Malacha. In Malacha, both in Malacha, the Reis and Malacha, the Rabbanim, there's a rule. You can only be in violation of a Malacha if you have a Maisa Malacha, the Kumi Yaseh. Zeris can sometimes be violated b'shev atas, and sometimes yes, sometimes no. It all depends how the Chachamim formulated this prohibition of this Zeris. So the opinion of Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi in Beitza is like the Egel Eital said. He said such a good svara. It's one, two of the Amoraim hold like that. That the Zeris of Refuah was instituted in a fact, was formulated in such a way that you can violate the Zeris even b'shev atas. If the medication is being applied to my body, even though I'm totally passive, and the one who puts on the medication is a stranger, a nachri, still it's my direct violation of the gzeirah. I may get carried away, and I may grind up the medication. So that's why, perhaps that's what they suggest, perhaps that's why Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi disagreed only over there. In general, and call it terakulam. All the malachas. In all the cases of Kabbalah Saddam and standing on the floor, and the Mashkava Mishkav and Moshe Vazav, and Kol HaTorah and say, "Bo Mamish." Ho, in this case, is Lelameh. The Osru here, we should say, "Misayay Izam Shem Shchikas Amamonim." Why should Shchikas Amamonim be more common? The answer is, by Shchikas Amamonim, you're a violation of the Gzeir. B'Shevi Al Tasa. Misayay Bo Mamish means The pa'ula doesn't relate to you. The zeh yachol, the pa'ula relates to the zeh yachol. It doesn't relate to the zeh eina yachol. The eina yachol is mesayim, mamamish, doesn't relate to him. So it doesn't relate to him. So he didn't do a kumbi aseh. So that's what these amoraim hold. One can be in violation of the zeh lefu, b'shevi altas. But then, Tosis says, that was rejected. So it comes out that the Egle Tal said a beautiful idea. But that was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Maskan is rejected. Allah Lamaisim Shulchan Aruch. We paskan that that's mutim. Say in Mamish even by refuah. But that's where we got this idea from. I thought maybe that's the reason why we haven't accepted the kula of the Radvaz by the playing of the music. So I got this whole idea. I got from Egle Tal. The original Egle Tal is a very nice idea, but it's only a Havamin in the Gemara, and it's rejected the Maskan. Regarding the Mesayei Ein Bo Mamish, there is the famous opinion of the Taz. Also, to answer Tosis Kasha, Tosis is the Kasha of Rav Zvidin and Rav Ashi are the two Amoraim on Ardav who prove Afananami Tanin, and they're going to prove from Mishnayis the Mesayei Ein Bo Mamish if it's a Yochol, it's a Ein Yochol. And it's in contradiction to the Gemara in Beit Adavcha Beit. They're the ones who hold that Mesayei Yesh Bo Mamish. So Tosis says they backed out, one teret, they changed their mind, and the Maskan is like, Arsugya, Mesayei Ein Mamish, and the other answer is no. The only time they hold Mesayei, you don't apply Mesayei Ein Mamish, only by Gzeiris Refua, because they held that it can be violated by Sheva Altas. So the Taz has a different answer. Taz's answer is, Mesayei Ein Mamish is, if two people are doing an activity on a third item, both carrying a piano, so he has the piano on his back, he's carrying the whole burden, and I have a pinky on the bottom of the piano. I'm helping out also. If I take away my pinky, he's still carrying the piano. If he takes away his back, the piano is going to fall down. I'm not holding it up with the pinky. So in that case, the yochel, but the ain't yochel are doing a pool on a third thing, then you say, Misei ain't ba mamish, no machlokes. The only time Rav Zvida and Rav Ashi disagree there in Beitza is that they're doing a pool to my body. I'm blinking my eyes and he's pouring in the medication. I make it easier for the doctor to pour the medication into the eyes. So I'm Misayaya, usually Misayaya Ein Bo Mamish. The Taz says, but Misayaya Ein Bo Mamish means Dal Mehach, we take him out of the picture as if he's not here. Yeah, wait a minute. You take me out of the picture, so he's carrying the piano. But if you take me out of the picture, so where is he doing the malacha? You can't take me out of the, you can't throw me out of the picture. The law is done on my body.
Why isn't the Maskan of the Gemara also against the Taz?
It is against the Taz.
So I'm saying, how does the Taz hold against the Rama?
Shver Taz. It is a Shver Taz. The Maskan is against the Taz. So the Taz makes such a suggestion. He says, the only time you say, Misayaya, Ein Bo Mamish, is if the law is done on the third item. But if the law is done on my body, so how can you remove me from the picture and consider it as if I'm not here? Dami Hacha, this person, ignore him. You can't ignore him. He's the one on whose body the malach is being done. So the pashtu says that that's a little corny. What do you mean? Zal mehacha misayim amad. You ignore me vis-a-vis who did the ma'isa malacha. Who said you ignore me? I'm the chefza on which the malacha is done, but I'm not one of the garbis who's involved. Zal mehacha, that I'm not functioning as a person over here. I exist as the object on which the malacha is being done. The Taz has this in two places. There's a Ramah in Hilchus Shabbos, where the Ramah says that if a person has a terrible toothache, and it's so painful, it prevents him from functioning normally, and that's a Chol Hashem B'Sakone. Chol Hashem B'Sakone, a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, so he's permitted to have a Nochri dentist pull out the tooth and to relieve the pain. Pulling out a tooth, we assume, involves some kind of a malacha or another. He's probably going to bleed. Going to be bleeding. The bleeding is ain't tzricha legufa. Probably is not going to use the blood. The pashta says that it's not going to be a malacha derais. It's probably just going to be a malacha derabbanan. The same as let's say if you make an injection into an artery. So whenever you make an injection into the artery, so there always has to be some bleeding. But the shad is you going to use that the blood that comes out? You don't use. So the pashta says that should only be a malacha shem tzricha legufa. Shouldn't be a malacha derais. So here also. Hero. So the when the dentist, the Nochri dentist, is going to yank out the tooth, the pashtus is going to be blood, there's going to be flung, but it's probably going to be a malachashim svich legufa. It's probably going to be a derabbanan. So the Ramah says that Amir al-Nachr is muta b'makum chodeshem, so kind of that's why you're allowed. So the Taz has a tain, and Taz says, but if the Jew has to open his mouth in order to help the dentist pull out the tooth. True, if you're going to have a tug of war, the dentist can yank his, he can tie him down. He can open up his mouth and put in a thing to hold his mouth open and yank out the tooth. But he doesn't do like that. The other fellow's helping him. So that's really, I can close my mouth, I can open my mouth from today till next year, the tooth is not going to go out by itself. And the dentist has the ability to pull out the tooth even without me cooperating. Even if I don't cooperate with him, he still has the ability to remove the tooth. So that's what the Ramah assumes, that this is Amir al-Nachri. The fact that the Jew is Messiah by opening up with his mouth is Messiah Yain Bo Mamish. The Malacha, the Yisra doesn't relate to the Jew. The Nachri is doing the whole Malacha because it's Zei Yachav Zein Yachav. So comes the Taz and he disagrees and he thinks the only time you should apply Zei Yachav Zein Yachav Messiah Yain Bo Mamish is if the Chepsi Shalom Malacha is the third article, third item. But if the Chepsi Shalom Malacha is my mouth, it's my body, then he claims that then you should say Messiah Yesh Bal Mamish because he can't ignore me from the picture. And this is the Hasag of the Taz and Hilchas Nida as well. The Ramah says that the practice is that the women cut down their fingernails very short. The married women cut their nails short before they go to the mikveh. There shouldn't be any issues of chatzitzes. The choshish for the Ravid's opinion. The Ravid holds that if you have long nails that you plan to cut off, even though they're still attached to the body, usually a chatzitza means some extraneous material that's stuck on the body. There's dirt on the body. So that's a chatzitza. But what if you have the nails are very long? That's part of the body. How can you say that that's a chatzitza? So the Ravid has a Gemara in Zochim, which he interprets to say that if you have a pot with a very long handle, a Mishnah in Mikvah is like that. If you have a pot with a very long handle, the handle is too long. It's getting in the way. And you plan to cut it down to size. 4 inches is long enough. It's 15 inches long. So you're going to cut off 11 inches from the handle. So the Gemara sounds like it says it depends. Do you need an Uman to cut off the extra 11 inches? I can't cut it off at home. I'll ruin the whole thing. I have to take it to the hardware shop and have someone who has an instrument has to take it. I can't do it myself. As opposed to fingernails or other things, I have long nails, and you don't need an Uman to take it off. I can do it by myself. So whenever it's easy for a layman to cut it off, so it's considered as, and I really want to cut it off, so it's considered as if the part of the nail that's considered part of the body is only up until that length of the nail that I plan to leave, and the part of the nail that can be easily removed is considered as if it's already an extraneous particle, and it's a chatzitza on the tip. Where's the chatzitza? Where the two are touching each other, that's called the chatzitza. That's a sham. That should be called the beis hasterim. And the thing is touching itself, that should be a chatzitza and beis hasterim. So that's a problem. So this is the chumrah that the Ravid says. But a chumrah on top of a chumrah. So that's why the minhag developed that the married women always cut down their fingernails before they go to mikvah. So the Ramon Yeridei and Hilchas Nida discuss what if a woman has to go to mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, she forgot to cut her nails on Erev Shabbos. So Ramon permits Amira Lenochris, as a woman, a female non-Jewish manicurist, is going to cut off her nails on Shabbos. Why? Because he says it's a shvuz de shvuz, the makam mitzvah. What's a shvuz de shvuz? When you cut off nails, what's the malacha gozeis? The Tosfos writes on that Mishnah that it's a malacha of gozeis. That's on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Dima maschal avol bekli dibei haklachai. But if you cut off nails with a nail cutter with an instrument, dibei haklachai. The Tosfos said that's only if you plan to use the nails or the hair that you're cutting off. What if you don't plan to use the nail or the hair that you're going to cut off, then it's going to be ein svicha legufa. The Taisus says most of the time cutting off nails is going to be ein svicha legufa. You're never going to use it. That's the first line in the Torah. Heineke Reb Yudin Mechai Melachosh ein svicha legufa. Whenever you take your haircut, even if I cut my own hair, I'm going to throw the hair out in the garbage. I'm not going to save the hair. The Taisus says that's always ein svicha legufa. The Mishnah Brura quotes that the Ramban and the Rivosh and many others disagree with the Taisus. They hold that it is svicha legufa. We'll have to learn that. What's the machlokes? But the Ramah is going with the Taisus. So he says that this is only an Issa de Rabbanon, because ain't Tzvicha Lagufa, and since I'm doing Amir al-Nachri, so it's a Shvuz de Shvuz, and Tzvila Bizman is a Mitzvah, so it's a Shvuz de Shvuz, B'mok a Mitzvah, so it's Mutter. So the Taz, and Yeridei is Masig on the Ramah, and he disagrees, and he says that he thinks that when you call Amira Lenachri, when you say Amira Lenachri, lowers the level of the Yisr, that it becomes a Derabbanan, or becomes a Shuz Deshuz, it becomes a Trey Derabbanan, that's if I ask Lenachri to do Malacha on somebody else. But if the Lenachri is doing Malacha on my body, so then, and I open up my mouth that he should pull out the tooth, or I stretch out my fingers so that the manicure should be able to cut off my nails, so I'm Misayeya, so then you say Misayeya Yejba Mamish. How can you say Misayeya Mamish? Dami Hacha, you ignore him as if he's not in the picture. No, if he's not in the picture, so there's no Malacha. Malacha is being done on his body. So the Pashtus is that the whole thing is not a correct argument. I say Dami Hacha, he's not functioning as a Gavra. He's the Cheftah Shalom, he's not the Gavra. It's a little bit corny, the argument that it has, but that's what he argues. So he says over here, the Amir al-Nachri isn't going to lower the level of the Yisr. It'll be Misayeya Yejbo Mamish, because I'm enabling him to do the Malacha on me, and it's considered as if I participated in cutting off my nails. I did a Malacha Shem Tzrich Leguf, and that you're not allowed to do. What's the proof? How does the Taz know that it's true? He's not going to quote that Gemara in Beit Zadav Chabez. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's incorrect. That Gemara is a Tiyuft against the Taz. So he dug up a Gemara in the end of Makkos, a different Gemara. The Gemara says, if I go to the barber and the barber shaves off my payas, so talav shein ma'maisa ain loikim olam, so I don't get Malkus. But if I lean over a little bit to make it easier for the barber to cut off the payas, so then if I'm misayaya, then the Gemara says that I get Malkus. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, but misayaya ain bo mamish. I can lean over from today till next year. Payas are not going to disappear. And the barber has the ability to shave off the payas, even if I don't lean over to accommodate him and to make it easier for him. He'll lean over a little bit and he'll be able to cut off the payas. He has the razor. So he can cut it off even if I don't help him. And it's not going to get cut off, but just because I'm leaning over. So it's mamish misayim or mamish. So how can the Gemara say that you get Malkus? So the Taz says, Arayf in the Gemara, and that's the halacha, you get Malkus. So the Taz says, Arayf in the Gemara, that you don't apply the klal of Messayeya, ain't bo mamish, whenever the pool is done, be goofy. And that seems to have been the one opinion in the Tesvis that we learned on Achayna Esei Asatman, Tzarek Dalet Amin Aleph. There seems to be one view in Tesvis like that. That there is a Machlekes Hatanayim, if you carry a behema of a oif, who have the ability to walk on their own. Behema chayviyot, who have the ability to walk. But if you carry a person who has the ability to walk on his own, then all the Tanoim agree. Carry a human being, everybody agrees, Achayna Esei Asatman. So Tesvis wants to know, why should that be so? So they say because in the Mishkan, they didn't carry people who were able to walk on their own. Whoever could walk on their own, walked on their own. The only things that they carried were objects. The Behema Chayviyot also they didn't carry. Whatever animals could walk on their own, they walked on their own. So that's a Machlokes Hatanaim. Do you learn that out from the Mishkan, the Behema Chayviyot? But you're learning out from the Mishkan that Adam they never carried the people who could walk on their own. So that's learned out from the Mishkan. That's what Taisha says from Maskana. But first they reject an alternate pshat. Must have been a group of Rishonim had another pshat. The other Rishonim thought that the reason why Hachayno Seyas Atzmo is because dead weight is heavier than living people. So when the person is alive, it's a Shnaim Shasu. He's carrying himself, all right, that it's lighter for me to carry him. And I'm carrying him. Me and him together are carrying him. Look, that guy's on my shoulders. So because he's alive, that's why his weight is lighter. If he would have been dead, it would have been heavier. The Tesis says that was Mamshar Achayna, Seyas Atzmo. So he and I together are carrying him. The Chai is being carried by both. Because he's Mekel Alamasu. Achay Mekel Atzmo. The Tesis says it doesn't make any sense. There is no minimum weight that the object has to weigh in order to be in violation of Hotzor. If you carry a needle, it's an Isor Hotzor. You carry a piano, it's an Isor Hotzor. It doesn't make a difference how heavy the thing is. So how do you say, because Achay is Neses Atzmoi, what are you going to say? Shnaim Shasuhu. Shnaim Shasuhu. So the Tesis says, how can it be Shnaim Shasuhu? It's Zeyachol Zeyna Yachol. Let's say a guy on his own wants to be riding in midair. I can sit here from today till next year. How can I fly in midair? But the other guy, if he carries me on his shoulders, if I'm alive, it'll be easier for him to carry me. And if I'm dead, it'll be a little more difficult. But he's still carrying me. So he's a Zeyachol, and I'm a Zeyna Yachol. I can never walk in the middle of the year. You can never walk in the middle of the year. So Taisa says, Zeyachol v'zeina Yachol. So you should say, it's not a Shnaim Shasu. Only the one who is carrying on his shoulders, the tall person who's carrying the other one on his shoulder, he's the one who's doing the pula. And you can't say it has to do with the weight. So Taisa doesn't understand the other sheet. So they quote from Rav Dovah Soloveitchik on the first daf in the notes on Maseches Bechoris, where the Gemara Bechoris talks about selling a horse to a Nochri, and the Nochri is going to use the horse for people to ride on it, and the Nochri is going to use the horse for birds to ride on it. So the Gemara talks a little bit about Achai Nosei Asatzman by birds and by human beings. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so it's the first daf in Maseches Bechoris. So they quote from Rav Dovah that he gave shot in this day and says that when do you say that's the malach is done on the third item, but if the malach is done on my body, true, it's a zayachol, the zayena yachol. The guy, the tall guy, is walking, he's dancing on the floor at the wedding, and he has someone else on his shoulders. So the guy is walking around on the floor, he's zayachol. He can carry the other fellow on his shoulders, even if the other guy would be dead. And the one who's on his shoulders would be unable, even while he's alive, he's unable to walk in midair like this without the assistance of the Zeyachol, Zeyachol. But over here, he can't say, that's what Avavel interprets in this sheet, he can't say, Nisayeya, Ein Bo Mamish, because he's the Chefs of Shalom Alocha. They're carrying him self-conscious. He can't say, Dalmehacha, we ignore him, they take him out of the picture. Take him out of the picture, so there's no, the Malocha wasn't done to anything. So that's basically the Taz's idea. So maybe that's one opinion in Taz's. It's hard to say like that, because we don't paskin like that Gemara. That's not the Gemara in Makkos, that's the Gemara in Beitza. That was perhaps the first opinion of Rav Ashi and Rav Zvid, and that was what was rejected, that we don't apply that. That's very strange over there. There, the Chefs of Shamalach is the person himself. Anyway, so what's with the Taz's right? The Taz brought a right from shaving off the payas. So what's life with the Taz's right? There's a shach there in the Nekudas HaKesh who disagrees with the Taz. And he says he's wrong. He says that Gemara by the payas, it's not that if I'm a sayaya, the act of shaving off the payas relates to me. He says he's all wrong. Taisus writes in Bav Mitzvah and to put his akesef on Hilchas Nida, quotes the Taisus in Bav Mitzvah on Daf Yud, where the Taisus says if I go to the barber and the barber shaves off my payas, even if I'm not a sayaya, I'm in violation of a law, because lo zakifa pas rosh chemin, not allowed to allow your payas to be shaved off. Except that normally it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aser. If the barber shaves off and I just sit there, then it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aser. If I'm a sayaya, then I convert it into a lav she'ein bo ma'aser. That's not the same. That's what the shach writes. That's not the same as discussing ze yochol ze ein a yochol. That I say misayaya ein bo mamish. The pu'ula relates to the ze yochol. It does not relate to the ein a yochol. Now you're going to say if he's going to be misayaya begufo, misayaya begufo, then it relates to him. He says, no, you still say Misayayim Ba Mamish. But here by the payas, you are in violation of the law, even if you don't do any maisa whatsoever. You're outright in violation of the law of Lois Akifu. Only thing is that it's usually a lav she'ein ma'aser in Loikim Olof. So if you do Misayayah, then it becomes a lav she'ein ma'aser. So that doesn't demonstrate for another case where you have a Zayachal, a Zayachal, that whenever the Misayayah is begufa, then the Pu'ula relates to me, considered as if I did the Pu'ula. Not for purposes of labeling me as the Bala Aveira. If Ben Kolokai, I'm the Bala Aveira, the only thing is a Lav Sheim HaMaisis. If I do a Siyua, it makes it into a Lav Sheim HaMaisis. That's the taina of the Shach, and he says the Taz is wrong. Apparently, the Taz was of the opinion that if you're not Misayaya to the barber, you're not even over on the Yisuf. So the fact that he's Misayaya, that causes that the Pu'ula relates to him. And even though it's a Zayachob, Zayin HaYachob, I can lean over from today till next year. The pace are not going to shave off. And the barber can shave off the pace even without me accommodating him. He can lean over. See? So the Taz apparently thinks that you're not in violation of the Yisr at all if you're not Misayaya. And the fact that Misayaya, Yesh Bamamish, that shows Misayaya Begufo, so the Malachi relates to me. So Rav Dovah Soloveitchik once pointed out that this seems to be a Beferish HaMachloik is the Rambam and their rival. And Rishi Tosson, he had a Rambam and a Raivin in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam holds that it's counted as one lav lamakif, lav lanikif, and the Raivin holds it should be counted as two lavim. And then in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, there's again a machlekes is the Rambam and the Raivin, which seems to be the Shitosson. Okay, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. A suggestion was brought up, a possibility, that maybe instead of going weiter, which may confuse people, to learn more Gemara before we have the Prina, maybe we should chazer some more, or maybe we should study Mishnah Berurah. People interested in learning the Mishnah Berurah for the Prina. Let's hear this vote again. Someone want the Bechina this week?
Yeah.
That's an easy solution. Take Bechina tomorrow morning. How many people want the Bechina bright and early tomorrow morning? What time is Richa? 6:20? No, no one wants the Bechina tomorrow. What, the earliest they want Bechina is Sunday? Can we hear another second to the Thursday? No one wants the Bechina on Thursday. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Okay, maybe we'll do some more Chazor and we'll do some Mishnah Berurah. Okay. If we do Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to cover what's required for the Bechina.